get left behind. Left behind. Better hurry up and get left behind. Left behind. You get left behind. Left behind. Better hurry up and get left behind.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
Sponsored by Dust Buns. They're dust buns. I said it. Are you happy? He says when he tries to sponsor, I never let him or something like that. I don't know. I'm just saying that for the hell of it, though. I didn't get money from him. Big cheapskate. Sponsored by Dust Buns. This is the Snowplow Show. March 25th, 2014. Today's going to be the angry show. You can tell how angry I am, right? Skype killed my account again today. The third account they've killed. At this point, they've stolen $90 from me. I had, like, all this credit on my account. And, last year, they killed my account. And I had $60. This time, I had around $30. I just blew, like, $24. Last week, I got a phone number. I was gonna have a call-in number for this show. But no. Skype killed it. It's gone forever. Thanks for nothing, Skype. And I didn't do anything sketchy this time. I don't know why they killed it. It's just dead. I woke up this morning and opened my laptop, and like the screen's up on there that's like, log into Skype. You're logged out of Skype. And I knew immediately. I'm like, oh, they killed my account again. And this time it was my account that I've had since 2007 or 2006. The phonelosers.org account. The call-in number. I actually got my old call-in number back last week. The old one from the phone show. The 4020. And I was going to let you guys call in. But no. Fucking Skype. So we need to rise up and take down Skype. You know, we need to like just declare war on them or something. I don't know. I'm not going to do it again. I was saying on Facebook, I feel like an abused wife who just keeps going back to the abusive husband and for more. This is the third time it's happened to me. This time it was for no reason I can think of. But we have to have a moment of silence. So, moment of silence for Skype and for my call-in number and for the phonelosers.org Skype. Here it is. That's not the moment of silence. Oh my god, okay. Never mind, I was going to play Taps, but I guess I can't. I want to end this whole gym fitness thing. I have all these numbers left over, all these no answers. So let's call them and just get them out of the way. Josh Bresser wants me to call Tucker Mike. We tried to call Tucker Mike last night on Matt's show, and he picked up, but he just sat there and didn't say anything. So, yeah, Tucker Mike, I think he's finished. I think we can stop calling him, actually. Alright, give me a second. I'm gonna make a little change here to my caller ID. This will be a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing, at least. Like now I'm forced to use asterisks. I can make my caller ID anything I want. And I just have to fix the small issues I've been having with Asterix. And then everything will be amazing with phone calls. By the way, I'm not broadcasting on Madhouse's stream today because the credentials have changed on it. Carlito told me about it last night, but I don't feel like doing anything today. Yeah, anyway, Carlito set up a new Shoutcast stream for Prank Call Nation, and I will be broadcasting on that in the future, but for today, I'm just broadcasting only on the phonelosers.org Shoutcast. And it's all Carlito's fault. Blame Carlito. But yeah, if you're a listener of the Madhouse Shoutcast, a regular listener, you're going to want to change your shoutcast setting soon. Because he's changing it. He's changing the IP and stuff to a new thing. It's like a lower bitrate, but it supports unlimited users, and yeah, should be good. It's a good idea. I've just dealt with too much bullshit today to be changing shoutcast settings on my own.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brittany?
No,
it's hard to hear you. You're like, are you talking into the wrong end of the phone?
No, I am sleeping. May I ask who
this is? Oh, this is Kevin from the gym. Did I reach the wrong number? This isn't Brittany?
She's my roommate.
She's what?
She's my roommate.
Oh, could you mumble that a little bit louder?
Sorry, I am still sleeping.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry.
She is my roommate.
Oh. Do you have, like, another number for her?
Yeah, hang on, I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for it?
Yeah, yep.
7871.
Okay.
74.
Okay, and, great, and that's her cell or something?
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got the right Brittany, right? She's the one with the really nice muffin tops?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, that's the one then. Okay, yeah, we just need to talk to her about her account.
Okay.
But don't tell her I said that thing about her muffin tops.
Yeah.
That's between me and you.
Okay.
Okay, well, go back to sleep. I hope you're having good dreams and stuff.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Good night. Sweet dreams. Kisses. Okay, she's gone. Oh, I hope people... I turned off the... I muted YouTube at least, so they didn't hear the phone number, but everyone else heard it. I've really got to figure that out. I've got to make it so I can mute phone numbers. Baloney Maloney wants me to say that they're not attractive enough to work out at the gym. But Brittany's got really nice muffin tops, so she's... Maybe she's a butterface.
Hello, you reached Brittany.
I should ask if she wants some personal training for her muffin tops, because they're out of shape.
Hello, you reached Brittany. All
right.
Hello, you reached Brittany. No. Sorry you missed me. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you. Goodbye.
Brittany, it's Dave from the gym. Did you know Skype killed my account? My third account. Three accounts now. $100 just down the drain. That sucks. Anyway, I'm going to delete your number. I won't call you again, I guess. But your roommate was nice enough to give me your phone number. And she told me, like, I think this is really inappropriate, but she told me that you have... That you have really nice muffin tops. And
to send this message now, press pound. To replay your message...
Good enough. Baloney is telling me that muffin tops aren't tits. It turns out they're just love handles. I didn't know that. I just assumed muffin tops were boobs. So I really think I'm done doing gym calls, possibly forever. I mean... The gym numbers are super easy to get. I mean, it's incredibly easy, and I can get like 10 or 20 at a time. Or if you're Polkja, you can get like 50 at a time, but it's really easy to get numbers. But the problem is that I don't know why, but none of them seem to ever answer. And that's just weird. It seems like they would answer, but they don't. Really, like, it's the worst answer rate that I've ever had on anything. It sucks. Let me change my caller ID to this new gym area. I'm not going to actually use the gym number. It's just a random phone number in the same area code. So yeah, even though gyms are super easy to do, I think I need to quit. Because this sucks. It's like every time I do gyms, it's just ringing phones. Constant ringing phones. Hey, speaking of bad news that I've been, you know, like going on and on about for this entire show. There's some good news, sort of, on Stitcher, the listening service that you can listen to the Snowplow Show on. Last week we were number 460, most popular on the entire network. Which doesn't sound very impressive, but if you looked on the comedy charts on Stitcher, we were number 77. You know, so we were in the top 100. And there was this, like, plus 25 next to our show name, and there was an icon of fire next to it, and it was really exciting. But that news didn't last. I mean, you know, it lasted not even a week. Now we're back to 622. We're off the top 100. But everyone should just listen to Snowplow Show, Phone Losers, whatever, on Stitcher constantly, all the time. And we should be in the top 100 again. Whatever, more bad news. We're not in the top 100 anymore. I've collected a shitload of stuff from my show notes this week. Someone named Maxwell emailed me and says, "Can you make some Phone Losers wallpapers for my computer?" And I replied and I said, "Fuck that shit, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that, but I'm asking on the show. Maybe someone else can make Phone Loser wallpaper and send it to me through email, and I will put it up for people like Maxwell." So you're welcome, Maxwell. Something else from the notes. Dust Funds, who is the sponsor of today's show, says, "Fuck that, I'm not doing your shit." And I don't blame you. I don't want a wallpaper myself. I have cool wallpaper. If you're looking on the YouTubes, You can look for 1 second. Look at this amazing wallpaper I have. I'm not going to get rid of that. That's the best wallpaper ever. It's like the galaxy and stuff. One other thing from the show notes. I am supposed to tell... This is like a request. Someone asked me to do this. I think it's a very serious thing. I'm supposed to tell Ghost Town that his brother Zombie Powder says to go to the doctor and get your balls checked out. And this is important, and he knows that Ghost Town will listen to me. So your brother cares about your balls, Ghost Town. Go get them checked out at a doctor immediately. We're worried about you. I'm not sure if those are real names or not. I think those might be aliases. But yeah, back to numbers that aren't going to answer. And after I get rid of all these gym numbers, I've got a bunch of requests. I guess I'm going to do a few requests. Hey, Cross. Hey. Don't do that.
Hey. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
How are you?
I'm sad.
I saw that on Skype, but you're having a good show. But what? Because do you think they're cracking down lately? Because Matt had the same problem, right?
I actually have not talked to Matt. I saw that he changed his Skype. I figured that was the reason.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, I did the phone show from like 2009 to 2012, and I did so many calls. And a few times I went over my limit. You know, they had like 50 call limit, and they would just make it so I couldn't dial for a day,
right? Yeah. Or something.
Yeah. But I haven't done anything sketchy. I haven't made many prank calls in the past week, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know why they would shut it down. Maybe, like, a listener reported me. Just, you know, ha-ha. But
yeah.
I don't think so. I never really advertise in my Skype.
Yeah. I don't really think they'd take complaints like that. You know, because if you try to get a hold of Skype, they're always like, "Oh, we're in India. We do not know."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised they'd be like, "Oh, okay, we'll get down to the bottom of that." I don't think it's that, but... Yeah. I don't know.
I've chatted, you know, like text chatted with the Indian people there, whatever they are.
Forget it.
Is it India? Is that where it's from?
It is India because I've asked them and they've told me India.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah, I've chatted with
pointless.
Them before.
That's useless.
Yeah, their English was really bad and.
Yeah. It's all copy paste. But anyway, Brad, I know you like doing your shows on your own. I just wanted to say hi and say. Real quick.
Thanks. Yeah, I wish I could let you make a prank call, but I can't because I can't. Yeah. Fucking Skype.
That sucks. Yeah, no worries. At least you got the asterisk thing going. You're all right.
Yeah. I'll figure out something soon. I'm going to make it so I can interconnect Skype and Google Voice and asterisks and all that.
Cool.
I'll make it all work.
All right. Well, I'll be listening. Take it easy, man.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
That was Big Carlito. He does a show called Madhouse that nobody else is associated with. Madhouse is just a show. It's not a network. What were you thinking? Why would you think Madhouse is a network? It's a show. Prank Call Nation's a network. Owned by several people. I'm using a soft phone client for my Asterisk. It's called Blink. And one of the listeners suggested it to me. And thank you, listener. Actually, I said I was still having problems with it, but I haven't had that problem like in a week now where it seems to connect, but then it doesn't. Or like I can't hear anything when it connects. I just figured that was, that's something internally. I don't have Asterisk configured properly. Because that stuff doesn't happen on my hardware phones ever. It's just on the software phones. So thanks, whoever recommended Blink. The one thing that sucks, though, is I've gone through a lot of soft phones. Sorry, I'm changing my caller ID again because I'm calling a new area. And there was this one soft phone. It was amazing. It had like preset buttons on the soft phone interface that would let me instantly, just on the fly, hit a button and it would change my caller ID from one thing to the other, just effortlessly. It was amazing. And Blink doesn't have that. Blink is very basic. But I think I'm going to stick to Blink because it works. Changing caller ID is a little bit more of a hassle, but it works. So far. Two or three shows now, and I don't think it's messed up once. So thank you, person who suggested Blink. Oh no, this is Tucker Mike. I didn't realize it, but yeah, Tucker Mike.
Hello?
Hi, is Tucker Mike around?
No, can I take a message?
No, I'm just calling from the gym. I was going to let him know that we turned off his account.
Turned off his account?
Yeah, he's no longer a member here.
Why?
We're just tired of his bullshit. Sick of his shit, basically.
Who is this?
My name is Kevin. I'm calling from the gym.
Kevin who?
Kevin Seaver.
Seaver?
Seaver, yes. But yeah, if you could just let him know. I don't know offhand. Were you on his account too? Did you come in? We've banned both of you from the gym. Actually, you're not
good.
You're not allowed within 500 yards of the gym from now on.
Okay, thank you.
Like, if you ever drive by, like, you're basically breaking the law at that point. Don't drive by the gym anymore.
Yeah.
Just so. Not sure if she bought that or not. But yeah, I'm deleting Tucker Mike forever. I miss Tucker Mike. I miss the old Tucker Mike. The old Tucker Mike, he made a comic strip called Hi Buddies. If you do a Google search for Hi Buddies, Hi Buddies comic, Hi Buddies 420, I don't know. He smoked a lot of weed. Maybe his dealer died or something. He just doesn't have weed anymore. Now he's all uptight. So is his wife. And I don't know what's going on with Tucker Mike, but I miss the old laid-back Tucker Mike. Even though this Tucker Mike's pretty funny.
Mike Zimmer.
Mike!
Yes?
Hey, it's Craig from the gym.
Yeah?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good.
How can I help you?
It turns out we've had complaints about how you're just not in shape enough. And, you know, we're just going to have to ask you to stay away. It's bad for our image.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying, like, your muffin tops are not sexy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, sorry. But...
Okay.
Maybe you could come late at night when there's nobody around and work out.
Okay.
And try and get yourself back up to our standards.
Okay. Is this a joke?
No, not at all. It's just... You know, we have to keep up a certain image here, and we don't allow... Like, we definitely don't allow ugly people. I don't know if you've noticed that, but... I mean, even attractive people, when they get out of shape, we gotta just ask them to either, you know, stick to very late nights, like 3 to 6 in the morning.
I'm not gonna do that. So, okay, so what's the joke?
What do you mean, joke?
You're calling from where now?
From the gym that you go to.
Uh-huh. And your name is Craig?
Yep.
Okay.
Craig Zimmer. We have the same last name. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, you're calling to tell me to stay away from the gym because I don't look good enough.
Correct, yes. If you could just please don't come in during the daytime. Because you.
So this is a joke, right? Because now I'm starting to get a little pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
Well, who is this?
I mean, like, when you signed up for your membership here, you probably should have read the entire policy, but it says, like, if you get out of shape and start making us
so
look
you
bad.
Are you trying to get me to buy some personal trainer time or something? I mean,
it's
what are you trying to do?
It's funny you should ask that, because we do have personal trainers here. It's $20 an hour. But in your case, we're going to only allow you to come in from like 1 in the morning until 4 in the morning for the personal training.
So somebody's put you up to this. So I wonder who's...
What are you talking about?
So is Eddie there?
Who the fuck is Eddie?
Okay. Now we know this isn't real. So what's the problem?
That just slipped out. No. No, listen, really, like we were on a machine... I was on a machine next to you, and you were on a machine, and... you know, I kept trying to catch your eye because I thought you were cute, and you just blew me off. And
all right, well, you know what? I'm going to hang up now.
Why?
So you're either part of a bigger joke.
You're acting like
because
it's
obviously
a big,
you're not from the gym.
You're acting like it's a big conspiracy.
No, I'm acting like I'm offended right now.
You shouldn't be offended.
You know, you don't call people and then drop the F-bomb. And insult them on the phone.
That was an
unless
accident.
Unless this is a joke from somebody I know.
I'm a Christian.
Somebody's put you up to this.
I don't joke.
Well, it better be a joke, because if you're serious, I'm offended.
You shouldn't be offended.
And if I ever see you at the gym, we'll have some words, and I'll take it to the manager.
You shouldn't be offended. You should use the. It's constructive criticism. You should use this to work on yourself.
It's not constructive. It's offensive.
You should, like, maybe...
And once again, unless it's a joke... It's offensive.
Maybe you should jog outdoors for a while and get yourself back in shape, and then. But
maybe you need to get a life.
But only at night.
Because if you're calling people to bug them, you got issues.
I'm not bugging anyone.
I got a really good therapist for you if you want him.
Really? Is that who you
yeah.
go to?
Huh?
Is that who? Is it the therapist you use?
No, I don't use therapists.
Oh,
but
okay.
I know of one. It's a good friend of mine.
I figured you'd probably be like.
And
sad
I'm sure
and
they'd
stuff.
Give you a discount because anybody who has issues like you, they'd want to help.
So they give discounts to people who actually have issues?
Yeah, they do. Because they really need this world really needs help with people like you.
I'm not the problem. Greg. You're the problem. You're the one with the out of shape.
No, you're calling me.
Muffin
I have no
tops.
Problem. So obviously you have the problem with me.
You need to work on your muffin tops.
So once again, unless this is a joke, you have the problem. So I'm going to hang up on you. And I expect to be called back to laugh and ha-ha, it's a big joke.
Yeah. I'm going to call you because I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy morning show, and we're going to see if we can use this on the air because it's kind of funny.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
If you're part of that, then you wouldn't drop the F-bomb. See, you're messing up on all the levels.
You've got me.
I can outrun you and outthink you.
You've won. You've won
goodbye.
On all
Have
levels.
Have a nice day.
He beat me on every level of that phone call. I am the loser of that phone call. I proclaim myself the loser. That was for me. The caller ID he got is the gym's caller ID. So he's going to look that up and be like, what? So I have this crazy idea. So like on the Patreon, I am required to make a song. On the first song I'm doing, though, I am... outsourcing it. Someone's going to do the song for me. I've already heard the instrumental. It's amazing. And it's a parody. It's not an original. But I like it. It's a good song. But he's about done with it. Says I'm going to have it this week. But I was thinking about crowdsourcing a video for it. It's a song about old school freaking. Whoa. My desktop's being all jumpy. Weird. Yeah, I probably should have rebooted my computer before I started this show. Anyway, yeah, it's crowdsourcing. Would anyone like to film some scenes for a video? Like very basic, easy to film scenes. Like really short scenes. Like what do you guys think of that? Do you think that would work? I think everyone's lazy and probably no one would do it. But Fartman says he will. Chris wants me to buy him a camera. It doesn't even have to be a nice camera, just a camera phone. I don't care how it looks. Camera phones are good enough these days. Crowdsourcing a music video. I think it'll make a good video, and it's the perfect kind of video for many people to do. So, I don't know, maybe I'll make a YouTube video soon and make this request and give out specific scenes for people to do. Horse wants to know if 144p quality is good. Sure, why not? Purple video on an HTC? I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing. Ah, oh, Beavis wants me to play voicemails. I will do that before the show's over, because everyone loves voicemails. I have a bunch. I keep forgetting to play voicemails. Let's call another number. But that's my idea. I'm going to crowdsource a video. Buster Casey says he'll do it with a phone camera.
Hello.
Hey. Ryan.
Yes.
I'm calling from the gym. You were in here a few days ago and you broke one of our machines. Ryan?
What?
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up on me because you got scared about it. No, I'm calling from the gym. You broke one of the machines here.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I was in there last night.
Yeah, you broke one of the machines. You broke it.
I wasn't using any of the machines.
What were you using?
Last night, I used a 45-pound weight, and I did pull-ups and push-ups. That's it.
Yeah, and then you used the machine, and you broke it.
No, I didn't.
Yep. Your monster arms just like ripped the piece off the machine, and yeah, you're gonna have to pay for it. It's like $469 to replace.
Okay,
this piece.
I don't know what you're talking about, but one, I don't use any machines at the gym.
You know we have cameras in there, right? I mean, we've got
that's
you.
Great. Well, I would love to see the video.
Yeah, we'll show you the video of you. Maybe the steroids you were on made you have memory loss or something. But yeah, it's definitely you. I mean, we have you checking in, and it's you checking in, and you use this machine, and you break it. You rip that piece right off.
No, buddy, I've been going there for over a year, and I have no problem telling anybody if I break something.
Well, maybe you just didn't want to pay for it. Like, are you just low on money? You don't have the money to fix things? Maybe you're just ashamed that you, like... I think you did it on purpose, really. It looked like vandalism to me. Are you saying you're not strong enough to break a machine?
I have no clue who this is, but,
wait.
Definitely did not break any machines, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it was definitely you. You need to... Can you come here and, like, bring a check for $469.32?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to bring a check, but you can certainly show me the video.
Cash is fine, too.
I promise you I will bring neither.
Okay. Well, you know, you need to stop.
What is your name?
Stop being such a big, stupid oaf and breaking our machines like that. This is the second time this has happened. We didn't charge you the first time. I was like, yeah, it happens. Stupid people, they break things, but yeah, this is the second time now, so we definitely have to charge you this time. Like six months ago.
Okay, well, I will
ago,
definitely come in today, and
machine.
I will look at the video, and then we will assess things from there.
Okay. Well, also, you broke one of the weights. Because, like, you kept throwing the weights around like Frisbees, like you were taking them off the end, you know, those disc-shaped things, and, like, throwing them around, and you think it's funny doing things like that? Throwing the weights around like Frisbees? Why would you do that?
Like I said, I'll come in today, and we can assess the situation.
I mean, it's nice that you want to prove your strength
and
everything.
What time are you going to be in today?
Oh, I'm here all day. I'm here till 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay, great. I'll be there.
Why would you throw a weight around like a Frisbee? That could really hurt someone.
All right, I'll see you then.
Those aren't Frisbees, you big stupid.
What?
What? Carl Sanders is like, this isn't Rome. I wish I would have seen that. You know, another problem with these gym numbers is I really just don't know what to say to these people. I'm a big stupid. I have no idea what to tell them. But thank you in the chat room for suggestions. Yeah, I should have called him a white trash meathead. How did I miss that? Stupid me.
Hello?
Hey, Rodney.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong phone number.
No, this is Rodney Kinney, right?
No, this is not Rodney Kinney, this is Steve.
Is it Steve Kinney?
No, Rodney Kinney is, I know him, but this is not him.
Oh, well, he gave this number. I'm calling from the gym that he goes to.
Okay.
Yeah, he left this number.
He's on my account.
Oh, he's on your account, but it says it's his account. It's your account?
Yeah. Is there a problem with it?
Oh, well, yeah, but because he broke a bunch of stuff when he was here, so we're going to have to charge it to your account.
Yeah, whatever. Who is this?
No, I'm calling from the gym. This is Steven.
Yeah, I know Steve. This ain't him. Who is this?
No, I'm the other Steve. I'm not Steve. Steve. I'm not the
okay,
manager.
Okay, you
Steve.
Got me.
No, seriously. There's more than one Steve. It's a really common name.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? I got you.
Is there an end to this funny joke?
Is it really that funny? I didn't think it was going anywhere. Look, Rodney was spanking the monkey. And
that I believe. Now this is the only part I believe so far.
Okay, we got him on camera, and can you just tell him to stop that?
I tell him to stop it. I do too.
Yeah, but, you know, just keep it at home. Don't do it here. I know there's really attractive ladies here, and it's hard not to get a boner all the time, but...
Joke's weak.
Come on.
Next.
We got to be civilized.
All right, try another time. Thanks.
All right. Hey, wait, do you have Rodney's number? Maybe I could call him. Okay, he's gone. One more store left, like 7 numbers. I need to change my caller ID once again. That was the end of that one. Remember Steve? Everyone seems to know Steve at that location. Steve's just a good guy, and everyone likes Steve. Steve the manager. See, that didn't take so long. I just changed my caller ID. I'm complaining because it takes longer than 10 seconds to change my caller ID. I should quit complaining. 1 hour. Should I take a break? Nah, fuck breaks. Break every hour guarantee no longer applies with Prank Call Nation.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Lewis.
Yeah.
Lewis, hey, it's Ryan. I'm calling from the gym.
Yes.
You were in here not too long ago. You use the treadmill, right?
Well, I use the elliptic cycle.
Yeah. Same thing, basically. But yeah, you were on the elliptic, and you were going like 15 miles an hour on there.
No.
Yeah, 15 miles an hour. Because it shows on the computer, like it's all wired up to the computer up front, and... We checked the security tapes, and we saw how fast you were going. 15 miles an hour. Like, I think that's some sort of a record.
I doubt it's me, because I got rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And I don't move. And I don't move that quick.
Yeah, not normally. Like, yeah, we see normally you do, like, 5 miles an hour. Like, what do you think you do normally?
I have no idea. I'll have to look next time.
Yeah, because I show in here, like, usually...
But I'm only on it for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. But you spent, like, almost 10 minutes going 15 miles an hour.
Okay, well, if you got it on the computer, I guess that's what I did.
And you know we're in a school zone, right? Like, there's a school right close by?
Yeah, I always slow down for schools.
No, I'm saying... I'm saying you're going too fast on the elliptical, and we're in a school zone, and you can actually get a ticket for that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but if you...
Yeah, I know, that's what I say. I always slow down for school.
Right, but on the elliptical, you were going 15 miles an hour in a school zone.
Hmm.
15 miles an hour, that's too fast.
I'll have to look and see next time, but I really doubt, because I'm... trying to think.
Like the law is the law, and whether it's indoors or outdoors, you're still in a school zone. The school's right next to us.
I'm trying to think the calories I burned in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it's
going
like 60 or 70 calories.
Yeah, well, not the other day when you went 15 miles an hour. You burned over 2,000 calories in 10 minutes.
That wasn't me.
No, it was you. 15 miles an hour. We show your check-in. Nunu checked you in.
I mean, yeah, there.
That's the important part. Nunu was checking you in. I have to mention
there
that.
There is just no way I can burn 2,000 calories in 10 minutes.
Maybe you're just, like, having an adrenaline rush or something?
No.
Are you taking any new prescription drugs that you've been prescribed?
No.
Like, anything that would make you, like, steroids, perhaps?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is definitely 15 miles an hour. I mean, I see it on the camera, and the computer shows how fast you were going. It's like 15 miles an hour. And that's in a school zone, that's illegal. Like, basically, I should be calling the police on you right now. But I don't want to do that because you're a member and you're a good member. Wait, did you do
I got to go. There's stuff I'm doing right now.
What are you doing? What are you doing there?
I'm out in the garage picking up stuff.
Oh, are you using, like, cocaine, perhaps? Did you use cocaine that day?
No.
Because I'm thinking, you know, cocaine, meth, maybe. Nunu says he was honking the horn at the kids, too. So that's Nunu's idea that I just used from, like, 2 weeks ago or something. Thanks, Nunu. Wow, all these people are answering. It's crazy. That old man, he's just going to be weirded out for the rest of the day. It's going to be wondering, was I really going 15 miles an hour?
Verizon ringback tone while your party is
deep. Yes. She got the bougie, gotta turn it down so Hangouts doesn't pop up at me.
I am not near my phone right now, so if you just want to leave your name and number, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey there, Marla. I'm calling from the gym. I just want to let you know that your ringtone is stupid. It's stupid. It's really, really stupid. I mean, what the hell is that? She got the blue jeans? Come on. Come on, just make it a normal ring. Are you actually paying money for that? Like, you pay more per month so you can play some stupid country song? That's my exasperated tone. Hey, I've had enough successful calls today to just, like, quit after an hour, right? I can just quit now. I keep accidentally trying to dial in Skype. Damn habits. I'm gonna have to just turn Skype off. I'm now using an older account on Skype. The one that I was using before this one that got canceled.
Hello?
Hey, is this Landon?
Yes.
Hey, Landon.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the gym. You were in here the other day. You were using the elliptical machine?
No, I was using the treadmill.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant, the treadmill.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, you were on the treadmill, and you were going right around 21 miles an hour.
No.
No, at one point, you actually got up to 21 miles an hour.
That's interesting, because I wasn't.
No, it's on the computer. Like, I don't know, maybe you just didn't realize it. It went up to 21 miles an hour for a good 5 minutes or so. And I don't know, it's
cool.
Really hard on the motor and stuff. But the real problem is that we're in a school zone, and I know it's kind of ridiculous because we're inside, but you're not allowed to go that fast in a school zone.
Wait, are you talking about the treadmill? What are you talking about?
Yeah, on the treadmill, not the elliptical. I didn't mean to say the elliptical. But yeah, you're going.
No, I'm confused. In a school zone, what?
Yeah, I mean, even though you're inside a building, like, it's still a school zone, because there's a school right nearby us, and you're not allowed to go 21 miles an hour. Like, the speed limit is 20 miles an hour.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the gym.
So I was on a treadmill.
Right.
And the treadmill was going 21 miles an hour.
Yes. And
okay,
that's bad on the motors for one thing. Like, they're not really even supposed to go that fast.
What does that have to do with the school zone?
Because it's illegal to go that fast in a school zone. The speed limit's 20 miles per hour.
On the road?
Anywhere. Like, anywhere in the school zone. You can't go 21 miles per hour. You could hit a kid.
On a treadmill.
Well, I know. It's just the law. They don't write the laws around treadmills. They don't think of this kind of thing. I mean,
are you high?
Basically, I could report you. And,
excuse me, sir. Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm not, and I don't appreciate you trying to say that I'm drunk. It's just the law. Okay. This is the way the law works. The next time you come in, I could actually have an officer come in and write you a ticket. We've done
okay,
it before.
You do that. You do it, man. You get an officer to write me a ticket for going 21 miles an hour on a treadmill.
I don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. Just in the future, could you not go that fast?
No, I'm going to keep going that fast, actually. I think I'm going to go up to 30.
No, we're going to have to kick you out if you keep doing that.
Okay. I'm going to go 30 miles an hour on a treadmill. You know treadmills don't move, right?
Yeah. I'm not an idiot. I know what a treadmill is. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if you're on a bike or if you're jogging or whatever. You can't go that fast. It's in a school zone. Just whatever you do, don't go 88 miles an hour, because we don't want that.
88? Yeah, that's when you hit the... that's when the flux capacitor kicks in. That's when you can go through junk valve.
That was a good one. You get the rim shot for that.
Is this like a radio show?
No, of course not. Why would you think that?
You just did a ba-dum-tsh.
I didn't do anything like that. Are you hearing things? Are you high? Are you the one that's high?
Probably, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, as long as we have an understanding, I'm going to let you go. But please, next time you're in here, I don't want to have to throw you out or call the police or anything like that.
Where'd you get my number?
It's in the computer, because you're a member here. Durr. Dadoy.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
All right.
You're very professional.
Have a nice day.
Okay, bye.
I hope he heard the hang-up noise. So once again, that's a new idea. Thanks, new. Dadoy is an official Dan Harmon thing, you know, phrase. Copyrighted. I'm not sure I was allowed to use that, but thank you, Dan Harmon, for Dadoy. Oh, Jackie says I can end the show now. Cool. Thanks, Jackie. All right, then. Thanks for listening, everyone.
news, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
I'm back. And I'm going to do some more calls, and I'm going to quit. Some guy emailed me. He's like, I've made a website. www.noveltyansweringmachine.com. He's archived hundreds of recordings from old novelty cassettes, such as Crazy Calls, Celebrity Phone, Radio Shack. This is not a sponsored thing, by the way. He just emailed me and asked if I could mention his website. So I said, sure. He said he thought he'd share it with me. The greetings range from musical to voice impressions, sound effects. And he's converting these cassette tapes to, hundreds of recordings. He has more to uploads. Here, let's play a few. I'm going to go to his website.
Oh, I wonder, you don't know who called me on my phone.
That sounds like a Carlito
voice. Tell me, oh, who is on the phone? Well, I've got you know the answer, but I'm not at home. Wonder, you don't know who called me on my phone.
That's hilarious. So these are messages that you're supposed to, you know, back in the good old days of answering machines in the 80s, they actually had television commercials for things like this. Hilarious answering machine messages that you can put on your answering machines. Here's another one.
I know you call me up, but I'm not around. Gotta leave your message when you hear the sound. Your name and your number, and before too long, we will call you.
I like how they changed the tune. Ah, we already heard that one.
Leave your number at the tone and I'll get back to you.
Got you.
Leave your number at the tone, I'll call before the day is through.
Yep, yep. Whoa.
Okay, next.
Well, goodness sake, it appears that the party you're calling has been at the cooking sherry again, and they're in no shape to come to the phone, so you'll have to leave a message on the machine. Now, today we're going to learn to make lentil soup, so first, take a leak, and chop, 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 chop. Why is the crew laughing?
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that's what people used to do on their answering machines in the 80s, and probably just the 80s. I don't think anyone actually ever used those things. I think I had one of those cassette tapes, though. But anyway, noveltyansweringmachine.com. I'll put a link on the stupid website. I hope that makes you happy, person who sent this to me. Carl Sanders, that was Julia Child. Wait, is that her name? The cooking lady. The cooking show lady. I mean, yeah, she was annoying, but, you know. She's famous. So what's next? I don't know. I still have 4 numbers left. Maybe I'll just call these 4 and then I will quit for the day. Maybe I'll do another morning show this week and I'll do these requests, because I have a lot of requests. I'm really trying my best to get to these requests. I want to start getting to all the requests that people send me. Voicemail time! Who needs voicemails? Beavis really wants me to play voicemail. He probably left something in there really evil.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again.
Alright. That was Trinity. Let's try Max. Oh crap. I'm accidentally doing a request. Okay, that was a request number. That dead number. It was a request. Okay, that was an accident. Thanks, whoever submitted that. I'm told the Mixler isn't working. Okay, Badfish. You know, it's possible that Mixler really is having problems, because my desktop computer, which is where I have Mixler running, it's being kind of jumpy. It seems like I really need to reboot my computer. I usually try to reboot before shows, but I know Mixler eats up processing, and maybe if it keeps going silent, that's my fault. So, sorry.
Hello, this is Ryan Williams.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, it's John from the gym. You were in here not a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we caught you on camera where you accidentally took a poo on the equipment.
What are you I never what?
Like it you took a poo on the equipment, like I think it was just like an accidental poo. You know, like sometimes when you're on the treadmill and you accidentally fart, I think you accidentally pooped. Maybe you didn't even notice. I mean, maybe you didn't, but yeah, it's very very clear on the security camera. You pooped, right? And it came right out your workout shorts.
And where was this at?
On the equipment, in the workout room.
What piece of equipment?
I don't have to tell you. What are you asking questions for? You're the one on trial here.
I don't know anything about this. This is ridiculous.
I don't see how you couldn't have missed it. I mean, it happened, and you actually stepped in it a little bit after. And
what?
You just need to be more aware of yourself and your surroundings. I mean, you know, it's not your own personal gym. You can't just go around pooing on everything. That's gross.
Okay.
Just. What?
I said, I don't even know what to say to this. This seems a little ridiculous. I don't think I've ever pooed on any piece of equipment.
Okay. Well, I guess, assuming you're not lying to me, I guess you just didn't notice. Like, maybe it just happened. You know, it happens to the best of us. I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything, but if you could just try and be more aware of things like that and try not to poo on our things. Please.
Okay.
Adult diapers, you know, that's an option. I know that sounds like kind of weird, but, you know, maybe you should consider adult diapers when you come in.
Okay.
That'd be great if you could maybe do that.
Yeah, I will sure do that. I will look into that.
Okay, yes, please do, because we don't want you pooing on things again and stepping on it and tracking it all over the place. Like last time.
Okay, understandable.
Okay. Ryan, I'm just kidding. Are you seriously taking this seriously?
No, but I don't even want to say to that.
Okay. You didn't poo on anything.
I didn't think so.
I thought...
You're the one to tell me about some videos or whatever.
Okay, yeah. I just thought it'd be funny to call a customer and say that. It's like really slow here today.
Okay.
Okay, well have a nice day. Try not to poo on anything.
I guess I will try not to.
Okay, well, thanks. I'll talk to you when you come in next.
All right, sounds great.
Bye. Someone says, or a butt plug. You should bring a butt club. Butt plug. I was starting to feel bad for that guy. He sounded kind of sad that... like, did I really poo on something? Am I really that disgusting? Am I really ready for adult diapers? Two numbers left. Both female. I'm almost changing my numbers about gym calls. I said I was going to quit forever, but everyone's answering in the daytime. The only problem with gym calls is that the people aren't as dumb. Like, these people are more with it and on top of it, like... You know, prank calls only work good if I'm smarter than them. And these gym people, I don't know, they seem to see right through all my bullshit. You know, pizza people, they're not necessarily smart. People that bring their computers into Geek Squad, they're not smart at all. Yeah, I don't know. I think gym people is probably a bad idea. Can't have people outsmarting me. I can't be a proper bottom feeder if people are outsmarting me. By the way, the taking a poo on the equipment, that was Bill Mann's idea. I copied and pasted that into my notes, I think 2 weeks ago when I was doing these calls. I think the throwing weights around, I don't think he said frisbees, but it looks like the weights they threw around, that was G-Man's idea. So thanks, G-Man. G-Man also says all these gym people are like geniuses. It's like calling NASA. Someone named Man Bear Pig had a good idea. It says, make them pay for cable service because they're watching too much television while they're at the gym. Baz had a good idea about how they were lifting wrong. I'm seeing all these ideas now because they were at the bottom of the list. They need to come in and have a doctor check their groin for a hernia because they were lifting wrong. Thanks, Baz. Maybe I'll keep these ideas in here and do some more gyms. Someone else says they win free pizza for life. That sounds hilarious.
You've reached the land of hope. I'm sorry we can't get to the phone right now, but if you'll leave your name, number, and brief message after the tone, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Susan. I'm calling for Susan. This is Greg from the gym. And I just had a few things that I needed to mention to you. Number one, you won the drawing for the free pizza. So you get a free pizza every single time you come in to work out. Like if you come in to work out 5 days a week, you get a free pizza each time. So that's great. Congratulations. Also, you've been watching too much cable TV. I'm sorry, I have contrasting news here. This is bad news here. You've been watching too much cable television when you come in, and we're going to have to make you start paying for the cable service because it's like you watch it constantly while you're here, and you know, we have to pay for that. The more people that watch it, the more we have to pay. So you're going to have to start paying your share of the cable. Just come up to the desk, let them know, and they'll tell you how much you're going to have to pay each time. But you get a free pizza every time you come in, so that's good. That's good news. Also, you were lifting wrong. So the way you were lifting looked very dangerous. So you're going to need to come in and have a doctor check your groin for a hernia. That's just, you know, that's on us. We're paying for that. Don't worry about it. But yeah, we have a doctor here on hand, and he's going to check your groin area. And last but not least, you took a shit in a urinal. You took a shit in a urinal. You know, we do have cameras in those bathrooms, and you can't just go around taking a shit in a urinal. Gross. That's gross, Susan. Come on, Susan. Gross. Okay, so yeah, congratulations on the pizza. Dr. Snoswell will be here to check your groin when you come in next time. And have a nice day. Goodbye, Susan. See you next time. So yeah, I can just delete all those ideas now, right? How many calories does a pizza have? A whole pizza? That seems hilarious. They'll go to the gym and they'll lose 400 calories working out, and then they'll have like a 8,000 calorie pizza every time. Okay, Beavis is bugging the shit out of me about voicemails. So good. I've been meaning to play voicemails for weeks. Keep forgetting. Wait, let me check something. Let me do a who is on Beavis. I don't know where that is. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm just wondering which of these voicemails is his. I know there was a request in one. I'm not going to do this request because it's a bad idea. Here's a voicemail.
Hello, this is Delaware. I'm responding to your Craigslist ad about the black people massage. Call me back. Thank you and have a blessed day.
All right, next voicemail.
Hi, if this is your phone number, my name's Ron Ross. I'm the owner of the Wendy's in West Hills. I just want to let you know I've gotten two of your comments now. One complained about fucking Mexicans. Now this one says the fucking meat is raw. We're going to ignore these. I'm not going to call you back to ask about it with most normal customers. If you can't express your thoughts any better, I'm not going to respond. And quite honestly, I don't really need the business. I say that to about 0.5% of all my customers. But if you want to call me back, you can. But if you want to keep sending in comments, you can. But they'll be rejected by our system. Okay, it's Ron Ross at Wendy's, 818-512.
So that's hilarious. I have been getting emails from Wendy's these past couple weeks or months or something, I guess. And yeah, somebody keeps sending in complaints about Wendy's, and I think I've been offered free whatevers. I just ignored them because, I don't know, I don't want to go to Wendy's. But yeah, thanks for whoever is just constantly complaining to Wendy's about the fucking Mexicans.
Hey, I was just calling to say I would like to have your babies. So if you're interested, just give me a call back. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, let's call him back. On his Skype caller ID that isn't really his.
Foul losers! I was calling to talk to Jack TV. He's really cool. Much better than you. You can find him at youtube.com/snappyreproductions. It's a very cool channel. He does live shows sometimes on mixler.com/jagtv. Fuck you, Brad.
I wonder who that could have been promoting Jag TV. We'll never know.
Fix Matt Hillock's brains.
Fix Matt Hillock's brains. That's a message from someone in El Cajon.
Hey, RBCP, you're a big jerk. Love you, man. Keep going with the phone loser stuff. Peace.
Yay. All right. Here's something.
Hey, RBCP, it's Tyler from IRC sometimes. I just want to say the shows are hilarious, man. Keep up the good work. Makes me laugh every time. It's funny shit. I did have kind of an idea for the photo lab customers.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking you could say after you develop the pictures that you got a call from a company called Roy Digital, and one of the people's faces in the picture matched that company's watermark, and you can't develop the pictures unless the person either buys a license from Roy Digital or that family member is absent in future photos or wears a mask or covers their face or some shit. I don't know. Probably not the best idea. But you always find something, a good direction to take it. So, yeah, keep up the good shit, man. Funny shows. Looking forward to every dude shows again. Peace.
I think that's a hilarious idea. I will probably forget it by the next time I do photos. That's another thing. That's another thing we need to do more of. We need to do more photo customers. Because people who are developing physical paper pictures, they're not on top of things. They've got problems. But yeah, their face is a watermark. I could also say that their face came up in the FBI crime database and they're a wanted fugitive. But that's probably a bad idea. That'd probably make them call the cops. Can't do that. Can't break the rules.
Yo, what's up, Brad? Yo, I got the new phone number for the grouchy old guy. Like 2010 and stuff.
Ah,
like,
this is it.
All of one of his relatives and stuff that was like listed on white pages. So yeah, his number is 561. I think it's like his cell number and stuff because, like, I don't know, maybe he has a cell phone. It's so, like, call him and harass him and stuff just like he did in 2010. And remember the cool, good old days. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one I was thinking, like, I really shouldn't do. Like, I really just want to leave Grouchy Old Man alone. He gave us so many laughs, and I should just leave him alone. But now all of a sudden I want to call it. So, assuming Google Voice correctly translated the last four digits, this may be Grouchy Old Man. I forget his name. What was his name? What was Grouchy Old Man's name?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, it's Chris Tomkinson.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, you don't? You don't sound like don't sound like Grouchy Old Man. You're somebody else, right?
Yeah, I got the wrong number.
What's your name? Maybe we could be friends.
No, that's all right. Thanks.
Oh, come on. Come on. Please? All right, he hung up. Maybe the last four digits was mistranslated? What the hell? I'm going to...
Like you did in 2010. Seven.
Oh, that's the number he gave. It sounded like him at first, but maybe just because I wanted it to sound like him. I don't know. But yeah, that wasn't him. That wasn't Grouchy Old Man. I had the opportunity to get his number when he first changed it. You know, I can get new numbers. That's easy. But I just want to leave him alone. I don't want to harass old men forever. Okay, so here's the latest voicemail. This one is probably Beavis's.
Show. Been listening for quite a few years, and wanted to say everybody, Stacy, Spessa, all of you guys, awesome work, appreciate everything you do. You really brighten up the day here. Things financially aren't going too well. It's been a bad situation, and I'll tell you what, I've archived just about every show on CDR, and I love it. Let me just say, forget about Cacti Cacti. How about Andy Herndon? You're a motherfucker. All right, I hope this gets played.
All right, Andy Herndon is a motherfucker. That's right, Andy Herndon, you're a motherfucker. That was a nice message till the end. Someone kicked Beavis. He's posting numbers in the chat room. You're kicked, Beavis. Kick. 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 What else can I do? I don't know. I could do a request or two. I still have this giant list from Danny. He sent me a bunch of Facebook number posts, and most of them didn't answer. I think a couple did. I don't know. I should probably just give up on those. Thanks, Baz. Sorry, Beavis. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Well, I guess I am, but can't post numbers. And damn it, don't post numbers that I call. Even though nothing happened on that one. It's what happened with that one lady that checked in the Indian restaurant last week. Everyone kept posting her number. Come back, Beavis. Baz feels bad. He didn't ban you, he just kicked you. Hey, I've got good news. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll show these on camera. I got CDs. Let me turn them around. CDs! Sorry, it's the best of the Sorry I Dinged Your Car prank phone calls. And they're on CDs. And I meant to put these up on the website this weekend, but I was busy. I didn't get around to it. But CDs! If you are a Patreon contributor, $5 or more, I'm going to send you a free CD. I know CDs are pointless. Nobody wants them. I wouldn't want anyone to send me a CD because I don't own any CDs except these stupid PLA CDs. But CDs! There's also going to be a free album download on the website and on Bandcamp soon. So, yay! An album. A new Phone Loser album. All thanks to Patreon. If you're a hipster, you can get a CD. But, yeah, I'm going to send them to all the Patreon people. I'm sure everyone will hate having them unless they just like collecting bullshit. But, you know, maybe you could give it to somebody. Put it in someone's car or something that has a CD player. I don't know. Yay, CDs! And yay, Patreon, for making me do CDs. Patreon made me do the drops, the CDs. The song is in progress. I'm going to do another song after that because I feel like I'm cheating because I outsourced my song work to somebody else. And we're up to 450 or something. I need to make Snowplow Show stickers. Oh, and that's another thing. Oh, yeah. Dustbun says I'm putting him to sleep. And this is the Dustbun's sponsored show, so I need to shut the fuck up and make a prank call or two and then quit. But, I was going to ask people to make logos, Snowplow Show logos or something that could make a good sticker. Some guy named Derek from Canada already did that, just out of nowhere. He sent me three different Snowplow Show logos. Snowplow Show logo. Whoa, that all rhymes. Snowplow Show logo. And they're amazing. I might just use those, but if anyone else wants to submit some, I will put Derek's on Phone Losers in the show notes for this show, and you can see what they look like, and maybe you can do better. Maybe Derek sucks, and it's just the best that I've seen, but yeah, someone do a logo for Snowplow Show. And if I use your design, you'll get nothing. Maybe I'll send you a sticker for free, I don't know. Oh, that reminds me, like, last week, this is really going to piss Dust Buns off. And yes, Dust Buns, I returned your money, because, you know, whatever, this is sponsored Dust Buns anyway, for free. It's a free sponsorship, so you can be quiet. Like, last week, I said, yeah, we're up to $350, and I said something like, I'm like, that sounds like a lot, but it's not. I noticed that during editing, I said that, and I sounded like a huge asshole, like, your stupid $350 doesn't even matter. And I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, you know, 350 is awesome and everyone's awesome and everything, but it's got to be a little bit more to really make a huge difference. At this point, though, I'm able to put in many, many hours, extra hours of phone loser stuff, and I can drop money on things. And thanks for Patreoning, people. Everyone donate to Patreon. $1. It's 25 cents a show. It's the best deal ever for hilarious content. The more shows there are, the more that I'm just going to talk about Patreon during all the shows. So if you want to hear me talk about Patreon twice as much as I currently do, then donate to Patreon. Patreon.com/phone losers.
Hello.
Hey, Max.
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, this is Jared from Walmart. I have a person here who's put your name on an application. She's trying to get a job. Her name's Rochelle. And she just...
What?
She put your name down, your name and number, as a personal reference check. So do you know a Rochelle?
I do know a Rochelle, but what? You're calling me from Walmart?
Yes, I'm calling
what?
From Walmart. She's trying to get a job here, and she wrote you down as a personal reference. So you know her and everything? That's all I needed to find out. Just make sure you know her.
Okay. Yeah, I know Rochelle.
Oh, okay, great. Great, yeah, okay. We just wanted to just check and make sure she's real and everything.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Oh, and also, I'm supposed to let you know, this is just a thing that Walmart does. I'm going to be selling your name and phone number to the Chinese government. Rochelle checked a box on our application that says we're allowed to do that.
Okay.
And I'm also going to use a sample of your voice print. That's going to go to the Chinese government, too.
Okay, that's cool.
All right.
I love the Chinese.
Yeah, you should. You know, there's nothing wrong with this. We're not doing anything wrong.
Okay. Yeah,
but
okay.
All your info is going to the Chinese. Raquel says it's all right.
Okay, well, just as long as she says it's all right, I mean, she's knows best.
Yeah, so. She checked the box. And
I mean, I don't really care if all my info goes to the Chinese. Like, I'm just saying, though, like, I would rather they not bomb my house or anything.
Oh, no, it's but ridiculous. Come on.
If that were to happen, like, I wouldn't really sue you, but I wouldn't really be happy with you, and I think I might have to shop at Target instead.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. But I don't think you have to worry about that. I think everything's fine. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, wonderful.
Your house will not get bombed. That's the Walmart guarantee.
Okay, that's cool. But can I send you an address that I would like to get bombed?
No, you cannot. Don't be a smartass. I'm just trying to do my job here. I'm just trying to do a reference check. I don't need your bullshit.
Okay.
Don't need your bullshit, Max.
Wonderful.
All right, bye.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm thinking Max could sense that was a prank call. Here, let's change my caller ID so it's something closer to this person's area. That is a major plus for this whole Skype issue I'm having. I get to just have whatever caller ID I want, so that will make prank calls more believable. Alright. Oh, so this is a submission by a guy named Kaiser. Thanks, Kaiser. Kaiser's friend on Facebook. Maybe I shouldn't be seeing Kaiser in case they... No, who cares? Who cares? Screw Kaiser. Rochelle. She wrote on her Facebook, "Everyone! Text me or send me your number. I have no ones." And he blanked out her last name, which shows that Kaiser might be a little worried about this. So that was nice of me to say his real name on this show. But four people left their numbers on Raquel's post. This show has officially been 2 hours now. I said I wasn't going to do 2 hours, but here we are, 2 hours.
Por favor, Marquez.
I have a lot of shit to do, too. I need to quit. It's time to quit. I want someone to answer, though. I want one last call before I quit for the day.
Hello?
Hey, Greta.
Hey.
Hi, Greta. This is Stan. I'm calling from Walmart. A friend of yours, Raquel, she's trying to get a job here, and she wrote you down as a personal reference.
Oh.
Do you know Raquel?
Okay. Yeah, I know her.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, she's trying to get a job here. So she's like a good person and everything. You'd recommend her for a job?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, great then. That's all I needed.
Okay.
Oh, and also, I'm supposed to let you know, we're going to be selling your name and phone number to the Chinese government. Because I'm sorry, what? It's hard to hear with all those fucking people in the background.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there are a lot of people in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm correct there. So, yeah, I'm going to be selling your name and your number to the Chinese government. It's Raquel checked the box on her application and said we could do that.
Okay.
So we're going to sell your name and your phone number to the Chinese government. I just have to make sure you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're selling your name and your number and also your voice print from this phone call. I've recorded this phone call. We're selling your voice print to the Chinese government.
Okay.
I'm also going onto your Facebook page and downloading your photos, and I'm selling those to the Chinese government.
Are you prank calling me?
No, ma'am. No, no. This is just a reference check for Raquel.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. But yeah, we're just going to be selling all of your stuff to the Chinese government.
Is there a reason?
No, no, it's just we do this to save money. It makes the prices lower here at Walmart.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're just selling your information to the Chinese government, your photos, your voice print, and your house. Because Raquel said that that's fine. So thank you very much for the reference check. We'll probably be hiring her next week.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Bye, Greta.
Michelle, I was just called by Walmart, and they said that you were trying to give a job. Now, I was on the reference.
And then,
This is it's definitely a prank call, but it sounded so real. Nobody was laughing. And they were like, oh, this is a reference check. They said that, and then that sounded so real, and I actually thought you were trying to get a job. And then it was like, I don't know.
And then she hangs up. So yeah, according to high schoolers, I sound very real. I'm assuming, I don't know. No. We're going to assume that was college-aged people. Not high school age people. Because I don't prank underage people. But that was great. She went up to Raquel and she called her Rochelle. The first guy called her Raquel. I think that's a good way to end the show, right? Okay, what else? Before I leave, Taco Bell phone. Has anyone heard about this Taco Bell phone thing? Taco Bell is sending out phones. Let me see if on YouTube maybe there's a commercial for it, because I don't know anything about the Taco Bell phone. I know that Taco Bell is sending people telephones, cell phones, and they're saying keep this cell phone with you at all times of the day and night. You never know when it's going to ring, and you get something. The reason I'm mentioning this is, no, I don't see a Taco Bell phone commercial. But, you know, we should be able to get the breakfast phone. That's what it is. Taco Bell is going to be doing breakfast. Oh, wait, let me type that in. Let me type in breakfast phone. Breakfast. I want to get these phone numbers. Four weeks ago? 1 year ago? Okay, let's try this one. I'm going to see if I can play this. It's a video commercial.
Girls. America, that's your wake-up bell. It means there's first meal at Taco Bell.
I'm hungry.
It's a classic all-American breakfast with fluffity fluffy eggs and juicy delicious Johnsonville breakfast sausage in the new sausage and egg wrap. No matter how you end your night, start your morning with first meal at Taco Bell.
Good morning.
Johnson sausage.
Make your first meal at Taco Bell.
All right, that obviously wasn't it. But yeah, Taco Bell is sending phones to people. I don't know anything about this whole promotion. I saw someone review the phone, thanks to Laugh Track Matt. Some weirdo reviewed his Taco Bell phone that he got. And they're sending phones. They are track phones, I think it said. Or maybe GoPhone, I don't remember. But we've got to get the numbers to these phones and mess with these people who have Taco Bell phones and are carrying Taco Bell phones around. Someone's posting a link. Let me see if this is the correct link. Fartman, here
basically,
it is.
Basically, they gave us this phone, and we have to answer it whenever it rings, and then whatever it says to do, we have to do that mission.
Pacific Wonderland!
Okay, that's an 8-minute video. Thanks, Fartman. That's something about the Taco Bell breakfast phone. But yes, we need to get those phone numbers to those Taco Bell phones and call these people. I don't know how many Taco Bell phones have been distributed, but we must have the numbers to all of them. I know that they accept calls, obviously. I don't know if they make calls. Yes, Taco Bell phones. If anyone has any information about that, go to phonelosers.org and post it in the show notes for the show whenever I put it up. And yes, that's it. That's all for now. I might do another morning show this week. I have a lot of shit in the show notes. I have a lot of submissions. But anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. You're all the best. We're on prankcallnation.com now. We're no longer associated with Madhouse. Carlito kicked us all off of Madhouse. We're all on Prank Call Nation now. So go to Prank Call Nation. There are live prank shows happening every single night, except tonight. And if you like the show, go to patreon.com/phonelosers. Leaving now. Music. Oh, and thanks, Dust Buns, for sponsoring the show. The show is sponsored by Dust Buns.
I'ma spit rhymes that'll make you think that I went off the deep end. Okay. Some things that'll make you think my mental state is weakened. But I'm not crazy, I'm just random when I bar right. The people get confused when I spit a silly bars like when I masturbate, I love to masticate on ass and cake. And if I had to take a relaxing break, I'd probably grab a massive plate of trash that tastes like grass and acid shakes. I blow my vaginas like Nintendo cartridges. After sex, I eat 10 whole cartridges, baked fried and grilled. I think I will chill wondering how I can kill a man like Cypress Hill. Just kidding, not the murderous type. I'd rather spend the night with a nerd-looking dyke, and I would eat all of her food if her cooking...